Now we're live.
Cleo with here. Hello, hello. Oh, yeah. So, if you could talk to a property manager who has had almost 20 years experience and you could ask them, as a landlord, what do I have to do to make the most amount of money from my investment property to make it the most effective? And what do tenants complain the most about that I can do to this property? We're going to talk about this. Property Management, Sydney, Australia, today. Stay tuned. So, how are you this morning, Miss Cleo? It's here.
Good, thank you. I must admit, my 2-year-old's still asleep. So, if she comes in midway, I do apologize. But I've closed all the doors. But
the odds are that she will, because she's a pretty clever child. She's pretty tactical.
She might even come on here and give her opinion on the topic.
She's going to be dangerous when she gets older. But Cleo, how are you this morning? You had a bit of a tough, choppy night.
Yeah, look, every mum, every family that, you know, with a toddler, they don't get a lot of sleep. So it's all good.
And you're still here, thank you.
All good. I like
this. Now, great topic, spicy topic. You talk to landlords and you often know the good medicine that they have to take, and because you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of tenants and hundreds of landlords and hundreds of properties, or thousands actually, so you've got a really good barometer of good stuff to do and silly stuff to do. And sometimes your landlord sort of go, no, 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 and sort of doesn't listen. Can you tell me about those things and, you know, to educate people out there to say, okay, these are the things I'm going to do to my place to be the most effective landlord?
Yeah, so adding value into your investment property, of course, everybody's pocket is different, you know. Some people have deeper pockets, some people don't. When you're collecting rent for a property for a period of time, so some of these properties are over 10 years tenanted, you know that stretching that tenure out without doing anything to the property is costing you more money in the end, and you're also not reaping the benefits of your investment. So we can suggest things like just simple things like paint, carpet, little improvements in between tenancies, and a lot of the time the owners will be like, no, I'm not going to do that now, I might think about it next tenancy. So that rent will stay the same for at least 2 years. Again, you might get $10 or $20 more, but without doing anything at all and just having these properties roll over year after year after year, you're not seeing that return that you should be getting, and you're not getting those tenants that you should be getting that will stay long term because they're really happy with their property. So in that sense, you know, we do know when a property can be stretched out a couple more tenancies without doing anything, but sometimes you have to bite the bullet and be brutal and just say, you have to do this now. You know, you cannot rent this property without doing a few things. When a tenant moves out, it's a good opportunity to do that. Understandably, during COVID, things were different. But now with the property market so strong and, you know, rents going up so much, tenants also want a lot more for what they're paying in rent.
But doesn't it make sense that if when you make money, you share the money? Like, I know when times are tough, it's COVID, I get it, you know, as a landlord, you shouldn't be spending money or doing any improvements. I know when rents haven't gone up, it's like, no, I can't afford it. I guess, look, equally, interest rates are going up for landlords, so they're like, look, I really can't afford to do it. there's actually never a good time, because through all those three cycles I mentioned, you know, there's never actually a great time to improve the property, so you never do it. So we always encourage people, and I love the saying from the CEO from Toyota, gradual improvement is better than delayed perfection. Say it again. Gradual improvement is better than delayed perfection. So as a landlord, if you can always be on it, you know, improving it, doesn't mean, you know, kitchen, bathroom, 80 grand, let's 60 grand, let's go nuts. It just means like always doing something. Now, we spoke this morning about probably the one most effective move a landlord can make in terms of an improvement to property that'll improve the lifestyle of the tenant, that'll improve the rent they'll get for it, that will add value when they're getting a bank valuer through. Over to you.
Yeah, you were saying that the unsung hero, it used to be dishwashers, but now it's aircon. Like, the amount of tenants I have in a rental property that don't have air conditioning, that weigh up renewing their lease or staying longer because they don't have aircon, is huge. And air conditioning is not just a luxury anymore. I'm pretty sure it's going to come down to like an essential service at some point legislatively.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because you know, it affects a lot. You know, elderly people in a unit block, for example, that's not very well ventilated, all that sort of stuff. Air conditioning plays a big part. And as a mum, you know, you want your sleep with your kids these humid nights. You know, you need it. You definitely need it. And some of these newer builds, they don't have the great airflow that the, you know, triple double brick old school unit blocks have. So aircon is very important.
Well, yeah, in the 50s and 60s, they would have never have dreamt to, out of the four walls of your unit, only one wall to have glass or windows. That happens now with new buildings where you can have three walls are fixed and only one wall is a glassed wall. But, you know, what's interesting also, I think that what landlords don't realise is they have their world and their life, and it may not be an air-conditioned world or life, but most tenants now are starting to get climatized, literally climatized. They got AC in the car, they don't know, you know, they got AC at work, they got AC, you know, where they socially go, and then at home, they, you know, they're climatized to it, so they sort of demand it. So, how much does it cost to get this AC into a two-bedroom unit?
Oh, a couple of $1,000s, like I think about three something, like depending on the split unit, you know, it's not an exuberant amount of money. And the tenants replace the filter, they pay the electricity. So in effect, the value is being added for the landlord purely because they're going to get more in rent. The tenants stay longer, you got less, you know, re-letting fees, all that sort of stuff. So we have a couple of really great guys that do amazing work with Strata, and because you do have to go through Strata to get your air conditioning installed if it's not, you know, something that's been there before. But yeah, like it is a very seamless process, and you know, you claim that money back on tax as a yes, landlord, as an improvement, or you know, that's another benefit.
People working from home, Lisa's mentioned, and you get it back on tax. A couple of huge things there. So if you've just tuned in, guys and girls, what we're talking about is probably the single most thing that Cleo, with her experience of over 20 years in property management lately, is seeing that landlords can do, where landlords just go, no, won't do it, don't want to do it. But it's really going to add value. I'm a bit of a figures man and a maths man, and I look at it from the perspective of tax. I look at the perspective of return on investment, and that the reality is, if you're getting $20 a week more for your property, you know, that's over the course of a year, that's a hell of a lot of money. Over the course of 5 years, it's a bucket load of money. Do you actually truly think it adds dollars to the value of the property?
I think it does in the long run because, like I said, you get tenants that stay longer. You know, the amount of tenants I've had move out as well because it's too hot in summer or too cold in winter. And then the owner's constantly reletting the property. So you've got advertising costs, you've got reletting costs, you've got all this money, excuse me, money continuously being churned around because you can't keep the tenant there. I think that in itself, but yeah, look, a property that's got air conditioning, a dishwasher, the blinds are functioning, nicer lights, you know, they are getting $200 to $300 a week more for your original, you know, really big but has nothing else like the other than that.
Cleo, thank you. I hope this is a really low hanging fruit out there for people to go, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to chase that. I'm going to make myself some money, make my tenant happier. As I say, for landlords and tenants, this is the number one low hanging fruit of what you can do to your property. I do have to say, when you're saying getting the approval from AC, I've never seen a strata actually decline an air conditioning going to a unit. They just want to know how you intend to do it. You're doing it in a workmanlike manner, more so than yes or no.
Yeah, and the unit, they just want to know where it's being placed. Anyway, yeah.
Awesome. Have a
Have a good
great
one.
day.
Thanks, you too. See
Thank
you
you, guys.
later.
Hope we helped you out there. Love you. See you. Bye.